This afternoon, in Salina, Kansas, around 1:40 p.m. local time, a tiny speck appeared in the bright blue sky.
Global Flyer, 1 mile final, runway 17.
Virgin Global Flyer, 101, clear to land, runway 17.
Global Flyer, a three-hulled white airplane with a wingspan of 114 feet, was coming into land. It had been in the air for 67 hours and had traveled 23,000 miles. At the controls was millionaire adventurer Steve Fawcett, now the first person to fly solo around the world without stopping or refueling.
After sailing in for a smooth landing, Fawcett was greeted by a crowd of journalists and well-wishers, among them his sponsor Richard Branson, head of Virgin Atlantic, who waved a bedsheet-sized checkered flag as Global Flyer touched down. He introduced Fawcett to the crowd.
Thanks, everybody, for being here. And one round of applause for Steve Fawcett.
Well, that was something I wanted to do for a long time. It's a major ambition, and I had the good fortune of getting the right people to associate with it. And I'm a really lucky guy now. Got to achieve my ambition. Thank you.
There were some dicey moments during the record-setting flight. Early on, there was trouble with the plane's navigation system, and the final day was plagued by worries about fuel.
But Fawcett pushed on, manning the controls in a cabin so small he couldn't stand up in it. He subsisted on a diet of water, sports drinks, and milkshakes, and as for sleep...
Two of the nights I got zero, and the other two nights I got... probably half a dozen naps ranging from 1 to 3 minutes.
That's adventurer Steve Fawcett, who soared into the record books today, becoming the first person to fly solo around the world without stopping or refueling. ¶¶